Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and from the United States we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled Pondering in Our Hearts.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were as astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. But they did not understand what he said to them. Don't we experience these words at some time in our lives? We hear the words of another, but do not understand the intention of the speaker or the real meaning of their message. Imagine what Mary must have felt after looking frantically for Jesus for 3 days, not knowing where he was, not knowing if he was in danger and couldn't reach her or Joseph. And when she hears his voice in the temple and sees that he's safe, she can't help but chide Jesus and ask why he has put her and Joseph to such anxiety. And Jesus' response is somewhat of a challenge. "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know I must be in my father's house?" Mary makes no response to his question, but Luke tells us she kept all these things in her heart. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The heart is the symbol of the core of our being. Mary took Jesus' words and pondered them in her innermost being. There were other messages in her heart that she still did not fully comprehend, like Simeon's prophecy at the presentation of Jesus. But she trusted in the slow work of God and waited patiently for God's time to reveal the meaning of these words. One of the lessons we can learn from this event in Luke's Gospel is that we are not called to just admire Mary's acceptance and her trust in God's word, that we are called to imitate her. On our own, we cannot do this, but we trust in the grace of God to help us accept the words and the events in our lives which we do not understand, but which seem to have no meaning or purpose in our lives. We can, like Mary, keep them in our heart and bring them to prayer, expressing our trust in God's love for us and God's wisdom and his providence, reminding us that for those who love God, all things work for the good. Dear Mother, I thank you for the example of faith and trust that you gave us when you accepted God's mysterious messages and pondered them in your heart. Please pray for me that I may follow your example and trust in the mysterious ways God shows his love for me. Help me to trust in God's love as you did and say as you did, be it done to me according to your will. Amen.